Public hearings for the evening, referring back to our first public hearing, subdivision 2021-19, East Gate. Ms. Wingate, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-19 East Gate, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-19 East Gate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners.
I just have a question on this for council. So I know we've had this discussion before. We don't have anything in place that will make sure that if the solar operation stops, that that metal stuff would be removed by the owner.
Well, I was going to actually look. We don't have anything in our code that says that, okay. But I was going to say, let's defer, and you probably were going to anyway, because we have a standard set of conditions that we can look at. I know, we've required that before, and I just don't remember exactly how we dealt with it.
Just in my own experience with these kinds of things, that is typically in the contract that they have to do that when they vacate. But I think it'd be very wise to make it a condition of the conditional use.
Just want to protect the county.
Shouldn't be a problem for them, but they plan to do it anyway.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Just let me say, for those applicants who are remaining, the deferral of action is a fairly typical thing that happens on this night, simply because we do actually need a little bit of time to put things together and to put a motion either for or against. So that's really what you're experiencing. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2284, Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company.
Questions?
It seems like an appropriate place to me. So, I mean, did you all have any thoughts or questions?
I feel like it's just an expansion of what's already going on,
I'm not bothered by it. I think the conditional use motion might include some stipulations like we discussed, certainly hope will indicate to those folks who expressed a concern that we did hear them. We're concerned about those things too.
We absolutely are.
I'm certainly not in opposition to it.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2284 Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company, I move to defer further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2284 Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Our next item is change of zone number 2285, Ashley DeMichelle.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to defer for further consideration, but I think we all know where I'm going with this one, so I second it.
I think we're all with you.
I don't know that anybody has particularly opposed to what she wants to do, but I think it really does speak to
I do think we need to look at this for the future. Yeah, I do.
I second it.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2285, Ashley Dean Michelle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2305, Barnhill Preserve of Delaware, LLC. I've been doing this a long time, and just about the time I think I've seen every kind of application there is, something else came here. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I do think, as I think Commissioner Hoy Stevenson observed, it's essentially an agricultural use. I mean, it's just not listed anywhere, and it's a category we don't have. So, and I think the conditional use process is appropriate for this and important, because you may want to, if you decide to move it forward with an approval, you're going to want to put certain certain stipulations. So
it's a great idea. Okay, Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration, conditional use number 2305, Barn Hill Preserve of Delaware.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2305, Barn Hill Preserve of Delaware LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening.
Can I just ask one, I know it's getting late, and maybe tonight's not the time to talk about it, but back to your concerns or your comments regarding the garage apartment and the kitchen. That's something I don't know if we could sometime be able to dialogue for a few minutes over that, because I have heartburn over that. Because we're now being forced to violate that, whatever it is, spirit of the law, the principle, or the ordinance. I mean, because of being able to either help people or have an Airbnb. So it just doesn't seem right to me if you have, I don't know, for whatever reason, not to be able to have another stove. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I think.
It makes sense if.
Right.
But we're trying to overcome. My understanding is we're trying to overcome a whole bunch of kids going to the beach and shacking in the garage, but we're hurting a whole lot of other people by doing that.
And to that point, I'm sorry, but it's like the pole barn thing. Some people, like a young person or a young couple trying to start out, and they build a pole barn. And they want to live in that until they can save enough money to build a house and then use the pole barn as a garage and stuff later. Exactly. But they can't put that stove in there. I think that we are missing an opportunity for children.
What I think we need to do, and I think Mr. Hopkins hit it on the head, is that we need an opportunity where we can talk about these things. That might take the form of a workshop or something, and what we might ask the council and our director to give some thought to is the idea of picking two or three things. Let's not try to do everything, but just try to do, you know, maybe just one or two things, topics that we could get together for a couple hours. It has to be a public meeting, but it won't be a public hearing. It would just be essentially a workshop meeting where we can begin to talk about these things. And who knows, county council may want to do it with us. I don't know.
And in the meantime, we can, just independently, that just gets you information about what the code says now on some of that.
Right. Give us the background.
So you at least know the baseline.
And try to figure some of these things out so we can accommodate all the new things that are coming our way.
I would love that. I was going to ask if we could put on that was going to be my suggestion, that we put on the agenda coming up sometime soon, that we have some time to talk. I want to talk about ordinance changes in ordinances and, you know, what updates do we think might
the thing, yeah, the be thing needed. Is our yeah. our regular meeting schedule, it's we've been here for 4 hours. Nobody wants to stay here for two more hours and talk about this tonight, I don't think.
And it's not on the agenda, so
right,
we can't.
And it's not on the agenda, so we can't do it anyway. So, you know, we probably should pick a time and be intentional about this when we can get together and try to figure some of these things out.
I would love it.
And do it early. Do it early in the day.
Yeah, we can do it in the day. That's
didn't county council 3 or 4 years start the discussion about teeny houses?
Yeah, we have. It's been off and on.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. I brought it up on the comprehensive plan. We were doing that.
And I will tell you, it's not as, I don't want to talk too much about it because it wasn't on the agenda. It is not as simple as it sounds. Because it gets into sewer EDUs, it gets into taxation, it gets into density, traffic, you know, it's all over the place.
If you remember, I think we were in doing the land use plan at the time that came up, and it was just.
They had a consultant too.
It was more than we could deal with.
Yeah, we definitely have
those happy thoughts. Is there anyone else that has anything for the good of the order?
Two updates, if I could please, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So
yes.
One is the bus tour that the commission has expressed an interest in. We are looking and exploring a joint bus tour with county council.
Okay.
My suggestion, although we probably need to select a date and put it on an agenda and come back, my suggestion would be a Wednesday, so it avoids Tuesday, it avoids Thursday, which are both meeting dates, and then we find a day when neither council or commission are meeting, and that we do that in the next few months. while roads traffic is a little bit quieter.
We could do it on a Friday and take a 3-day weekend.
We could.
That's the best idea. And go to the zoo.
My suggestion is we put it on an agenda, we come back with specific dates. And very quickly, just a second update, if I could please, Mr. Chairman, if I could introduce Michael Lowry, who can stand up. Michael has joined us in the last few weeks, and he's settling into the office nicely. He comes to us with experience as a community planner from Montgomery County Planning Commission in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, everyone's been wonderful. I couldn't have landed in a better spot.
All right.
Great.
Welcome aboard.
Feel the same way.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. There being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Bruce.